This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now Sean Tanis of our news desk joins us for the market wrap. So, Sean, interesting story. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has suggested that employers should consider a four-day working week. She believes that the move will boost domestic tourism and also the economy.
Yeah, so thank God it's Thursday. That's what it's going to be, I guess.
TGIT.
So we've been talking about this new normal thing for a while, and I guess we might think the new normal is all about physical distancing, washing hands, recording body temperature and all that, right? And this is a reminder that the new normal is not necessarily a limiting setup or change. It can also be about liberating existing systems and to empower policies that were brushed aside in the past for various reasons, right? And this comment by Jacinda Ardern today's basically sparked encouraging conversations about the idea of four-day working week system, even among employers. And she believes the move could help the country's tourism economy, where 60% of the industry is supported by domestic tourism. And this is her comment.
Ultimately, that really sits between employers and employees. But as I've said, there's lots of things we've learned about COVID and just that flexibility of people working from home, the productivity that can be driven out of that. Really encourage people to think about, if they're an employer and in a position to do so, to think about whether or not that is something that would work for their workplace, because it certainly would help tourism all around the country.
So that was New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. And countries like France, Germany and the Netherlands have been open to reducing their working hours in the past. And this has mainly been to address work-life balance issues. And now that you throw the economy and the pandemic into the mix, analysts believe that something significant could actually happen in relation to reforms for a shorter working week.
Correct. So this framework is also not something that's foreign to New Zealand, because less than 2 years ago, a company called Perpetual Guardian, they transitioned to a four-day working week there, and they have over 200 employees, and the founder, Andrew Barnes, he basically said that they are now happier and way more productive than before. The longer weekends also had huge benefits for mental and physical health, and Barnes says the model is all the more relevant now with the new world that we find ourselves in. And he believes it's the best for the environment, family and social lives, and he also added that policymakers must be bold to take this opportunity to push for a reset. And I do think if something as transformative like this would happen, it's now.
Yeah, I think now is the time, because everybody is reconsidering how we do things, right? Are you in favor of a four-day working week?
Totally. Totally.
No hesitation.
Yeah, I actually don't mind working longer hours during the 4 days that I'm working. And then I have three-day weekends.
Yeah.
You know, then I can plan. And it's true, the domestic tourism will definitely improve in a country like New Zealand, where they've opened up everything, basically. So, well, in the long run, they could pave the way for the rest of the world.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a four-day work week, provided that you do manage to get everything you need to get done. Yeah. I don't see a problem with it. There is also the added thing about, we are probably going to have to be spending a lot more time with our families anyway in the coming months,
yes,
because we are going to be seeing this shift to the new normal and having a bit more time. We're seeing that full-time parents now are struggling, for example, to be able to balance everything.
You know, a lot of work can be done by just being at home also now. You realize that, and then employers also realize that.
So do you agree? Do you think that right now has proven that working from home is a viable option, and whether a four-day working week is something that you're ready for? Weigh in, you know. Have you been productive working from home? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, back home on Bursa Malaysia, shares in Supermax Corp Berhad surged to a record high today. What's happening on the counter?
Yeah, so earlier today, the shares jumped 70 cents. This is on the back of positive financial results, where its third quarter net profit more than doubled, basically. And the company also said it is building 3 new factories in Meru Klang to capitalize on their growing demand. So they've allocated 750 million ringgit for the expansion plans, and at close today, Supermax rose 17% to 5.40 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.